Okay, right, I'm recording now, so off you go.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Phil.
I'm Ahmed, how are you?
I'm very well, nice to meet you.
You were saying you were looking for work earlier. What kind of work have you been doing before?
I was the head of fundraising for the RSPCA Sheffield. I did that for 2 years. Really enjoyed it. So I do something around the same marketing area, around fundraising, possibly third sector, but looking for different opportunities.
Have you spoken to VAS?
Yes.
Project Action Sheffield?
Yeah.
They're quite good.
Yeah.
Because they always know everything in that sector, don't they?
Yeah. And I've got a few contacts with VAS as well. So I've done a bit of research with them, and there's quite a few on there that I've applied for. So about yourself, because I know you said you're into marketing, recruitment?
Yeah, I want to do marketing business. I've been to uni, went through the education system. Then I worked for a few clients, the blue chip clients.
Yeah.
And now I'm a carer because my family members are not well, so I look after them.
Oh wow, okay.
And then I did a bit of voluntary work, got into the voluntary sector, and thought, all right, there's a business opportunity here.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to do now, do voluntary work. Business opportunity, hopefully in the voluntary sector.
So the business already started, or you just
I'm looking at, you know, funding and getting come to this event, networking with different people.
Yeah.
Because obviously I'm going to need a website, I'm going to need printing, I'm going to need finance, don't want to do accounts, I might need a solicitor, I might need a publisher, I might need a video person to do video stuff to put on the website, so loads of different types of people. And recruitment, that's a little bit later, HR, that kind of stuff, I can do that a bit later. Coaching, I think coaching, there's some of the people here, they could give me advice on coaching and stuff.
Yeah.
And that course that guy is doing, I think I might do that as well. Because that, obviously, I've studied. I'm always studying, you know.
Yeah.
Always looking for like courses if there's anything interesting. If I want to learn something, because obviously once you've been to uni, it doesn't mean you're like that guy said in there. The learning doesn't stop. You should always.
Yeah, exactly.
You should always find out what's going on in courses. There's a lot of online courses now. They might be free, or you can do it from home as and when you need to. You know, that kind of thing. That'd be good for you as well. Have a look
exactly,
for
yeah.
online
yeah.
courses. There's a lot of online. There's a company called FutureLearn. I don't know if you heard of them. They're part of the Open University.
I do a lot with Alison online.
No,
Alison online courses, they're all free courses as well.
Oh, right, yeah. FutureLearn's quite good. It's like Open University taster courses.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so if you've not been to uni and stuff, they give you a taster course. I'm sure there's some other online courses. There's loads. There's some lot of business stuff online as well.
Yeah.
Like Chamber, that guy I was chatting to in Chamber, he's saying, oh, we do loads of training courses.
Yeah.
But then I looked at him and I thought, oh, I've already covered them kind of things when I went out of uni. But then again, I did go to uni a few years back, so they might have had something else. The thing I'm interested in is digital marketing. I need to learn a bit more about that thing. Get clued up about what's going on in the digital marketing sector.
Is that something you've never done before?
No, I do know about it, but I'm just saying there's always changes in.
Yeah, you know, look how
we've only had mobile phones for what, 20 years? Look how much they developed.
Yeah.
We just have phone calls and text, and now we've got WhatsApp. Look how video, we've got. Everything's on an app. You can do banking on an app. You can pay for your bills on an app. You can go out and get a drink, pay for through an app.
Yeah.
You know, you could get your petrol on an app. Everything's done through an app. So app development is another thing you should think about. In if you have a business, you should have an app. That's the future.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen, because in that industry, everything changes so quickly, man. Within a couple of months, something new comes out.
Yeah.
Somebody's developed a new product or a service, and then you learn like WhatsApp, Telegram, you got Kiko, you got different types of messaging services, you got apps, you've got, you know, everything, you've got so many different things, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, digital marketing is just going mental, I think. We're going to go absolutely mental. And we don't know what's going to happen in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years.
Do you find that it's got, in my opinion, a bit lazy with these apps, though? You can do
lazy?
Everything because, yeah, because you can do everything from an app.
Yeah.
You're not doing what you used to in life before.
You know, but that's the change of work. Work has changed now. People are going to be doing more work from home, I think. More work from mobile phone, more work from home. All you need is a mobile phone. You can text them, you can call and text people, and you can do work off it.
Yeah.
Soon you'll probably be able to, I don't know, like, obviously at the moment I use a laptop for everything. You know, your phones might get bigger or smaller, and they'll have more power, and they may process more things. You'll be able to do might be able to do all your work from your phone instead of the laptop. So
yeah.
You'll have a smaller device, you can be mobile.
Yeah.
You know, you could be sat having a drink or a coffee or something, and you could be working. So it's, I remember at uni they were talking about that when I was studying, they were talking about that, and my friends were saying it, and my lecturer was saying it, and I looked at it and I thought, no, that's not going to happen. Because
no.
I was so used to that world at that time that I didn't see that technology coming, you know, that development.
Yeah. But, like I say,
but then when you remember these things about people and stuff, what they said, then you realise that what the teacher said at school, the teacher said at college, the lecturer said at university, it came true. So that means then people wouldn't, they were more older and more developed about the world and about education, and they were telling you things that you might not have registered in your head, but when you grew up and you, obviously you're growing as well, they were already growing in different ways, but they were telling you what was going to happen to the business world, that you're going to be working from home more, you're going to be working from a laptop, you're going to be working from a mobile phone. And you didn't see that coming because that technology, that way of life wasn't there at that time.
Yeah.
But because then people are like, that's what their job is. Their job was to study these trends and they could see it coming. Just like we might be saying something about voluntary sector today.
Yeah.
I can see the changes coming into the voluntary sector because obviously I do a lot of work with the voluntary sector. So when I tell people, they just think, oh, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, but I'm telling you, it's going to happen. It's going to happen, and if you like it or not, that's what happens. Sometimes what happens is that, like, look at all these traditional, like, look at this place here. This place must have been, like, old school metalwork, woodwork, and look where it is today. It's like a coffee place.
Bakery,
it's a network place, it's a bakery. 50 years ago, 20 years ago, you wouldn't imagine that this would be here.
No.
Because it'd be like a factory or a foundry or a mill or something. All this around here is all old school buildings, you know, handcrafts, hands-on businesses, but they've finished now. Very rare you find these businesses doing, unless they develop a website and do an online presence and they sell their product and services for like some kind of niche market where they can charge a premium rate because you're paying for a craftsman who's got 50, 60 years experience.
Yeah,
them kind of people, they'll just retire and just forget about it, but they don't realize they've got a business opportunity.
Yeah,
they could sell their craftsmanship to somewhere in the UK or another world, or other parts of the world.
Or upbringing their, like a master craftsman or the old Mester style, penknives, knife manufacturers, and these things.
Yeah,
that's dying out at the moment. So how would we encourage them to pass that knowledge on?
They have to give that knowledge to the younger generation, or we're going to lose those skills.
Yeah. So how do they do that? Because in Sheffield particularly.
Oh, I think you could do it through apprenticeship. That's one way.
Yeah. But they're very reluctant to do it. It's really funny.
Yeah, but you know why they're reluctant to do it? Because they see the world through the internet and WhatsApp and all this stuff and social media. And they don't realise there's a need for that.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a niche market. That's what I see. It's a niche market and it's going to grow.
Right.
And the people who are clever, they're clocked on. Now, the youngsters, what they're doing, they're all doing everything on the internet, aren't they? They're doing what you're doing. They do podcasts. They get loads of followers. And once you get loads of followers, big business are interested in you because you've got an audience, and then they're going to pay you to advertise and all that. Like YouTube used to be free, and every time you put a tune on now, you get an advert at the beginning, you get an advert at the end.
Yeah.
It's frustrating, but that's why it's free.
Exactly.
Because companies are paying for you to have free access to music. But for that access for music, you're going to have companies going to be advertising their product. Even though you're not interested, you'll have to wait a couple of seconds, just click skip. But that is a headache, but that's how it is. If you don't want to go on Spotify, then pay a subscription and you may see no adverts. Do you know what I mean?
I was saying, because if people are not going to advertise, if they go do skip it.
Yeah.
You know, they realise they're paying money and then nobody's paying any attention to it. That's moved on.
Yeah.
So what do you think's next? So you see, you've already mentioned subscriptions.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people might pay to listen to podcasts.
Of course they will. They will, if they're interested in the subject. Yeah, they'll pay £1, £2, £5, whatever, £10 a month or whatever.
Yeah.
Because they're interested in what you're talking about. So if they're interested in business, they might be interested in science, technology, sport, music, or I don't know, there's loads of different subjects out there.
Yeah.
History, geography.
Unlimited, isn't it?
Exactly, there's so many different stuff. You can't cover everything. You just get people who are experts in certain fields. They'll do a podcast, then if they get loads of followers, then some company will say, oh, I'll do it myself, like yourself, or some company will say, right, we'll fund you, a BT or whoever they are, or some big company, somebody, Virgin. You know what I mean, Richard Branson. That's why these big business people like Branson, what's his name, that Google guy,
Sir guy.
Yeah. And who else have you got? Big people like Facebook guy, Zuckerberg. Yeah. These kind of people. How did he create a Facebook? Because he was already had, I don't know, work experience, knowledge about what's happening to the industry. Created a product that he knew that would work. Even though nobody believed in him probably, but in his head he knew it was going to work, and he knew people were going to catch up to it and everybody's going to use it, and look where he is today.
Do you think he actually thought Facebook? Do you know anything about the history?
No. I watched that movie, that what was it, Social Network?
That's quite interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because it wasn't one person's idea.
No, it never is. It's like the guy who designed Apple and the guy who designed Windows, they were basically friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they both went into two different directions.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's what happens when you meet friends and you learn from each other and you experience and have friendships and stuff. And people, things change. People think things change in your life and then you go into different directions. Yeah.
So there's nothing. You can sit there and put a strategic plan together,
yeah,
but it goes in, you know, 180 degrees to what you anticipated.
Yeah.
This is what flexibility we have now, but focusing and directing that and making, you know, making a living out of it and making money out of it, hasn't that changed? That's changed a lot, hasn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, how do you people make a living? You were talking about, you know, you can now just sit in a van or you can sit at home and play around and everything else, but how do you build a living out of that, do you think, going forward? Do you think you could pay your bills and buy your house and that sort of thing?
Well, it depends on what work you do, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm saying, so what these sort of work, have you, if you build up a network of people, do you think they would build into a company like we know companies of old, like a whole network?
I think
of
a lot of
it's
still
together.
Built on trust into,
yeah,
but you've still okay. got
face to face on stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And going out there, they're still not gonna get rid of that. But what I'm saying is, this digital age is just gonna be like a, you know, like product add-ons. And when you go to a shop and you might buy something, and then they'll say, oh, why did you buy this? What about insurance? What about this? This is just in the world of work an add-on through technology. It's just an add-on.
Right.
I don't know if all this social media work is gonna take over everything, and all this traditional way of work is gonna finish. I think there'll be more, maybe 50-60% will be social media. There'll still be a need for face-to-face and shopping. Look, people go online shopping, don't they? But sometimes, like women, you know, they'll want to go to a coffee place and then go shopping, even though they'll know that, you know, it's not as cheap as online, but they want a day out.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll still want to go around, look around. They might just go and look around now and think, oh, I could get that online cheaper, just have a look and feel it and look at it and see what they look like. Because you can't do that online. You have to wait for something to come home, open it, try it on. If you don't like it, if you don't fit, you have to send it back. That takes time. It's more headache and hassle. So there's the advantages. There's also disadvantages. Can't have everything in one product.
No, never.
You can never have that. There's not one product that meets everybody's expectations. You're always going to let someone down. You're always going to create a new market. So, I think.
Where are we? We're in Sheffield.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Yeah.
What have you thought about Sheffield? What's, you know?
Sheffield's developing big time.
It's a growing city, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
From 20 years ago, it's totally different now. Totally different. The creative industry is getting better. Digital industry is getting better. There's a lot of student populations increasing. There's more flats going up. There's more apartments. There's more business for restaurants, takeaways, and bars, taxis. They're busier.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? There's all these industries are benefiting from the development of Sheffield.
Take taxis. That's a good one, isn't
it?
You know,
look at Uber. What they've done in that industry. Yeah. They've revolutionised.
Yeah.
And why is that? Because of social media. Because of apps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what they've done, haven't they? So that's going to happen to other industries as well. Not just the taxi industry. It's going to happen to other industries. You know, there are negative effects of Uber, but that's just business, isn't it? It's like when the factories first came, what happened? What were people doing? They were farmers, weren't they? If you look back in history.
You sort of like the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah. If you go back and then, we were just farmers, then what happened? The next stage was manufacturing.
Mm.
So you became factories. People worked in a factory. That was their life, coal or steel or wool or fabrics or textiles. And then what did they do? It developed into a service industry. The service industry came out of the manufacturing industry. Yeah. And then the service industry started developing. And look where we are. We're basically got to the stage where we're like, the service industry has developed into the social media industry.
Mm.
But we don't know what's going to happen there. Maybe artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
I think that's where it's going. Artificial intelligence.
You remember the old days, Ian? Have you ever come across Saltair, you know, where the employers built the villages for the workers?
Yeah, because obviously they don't want them living 20 miles away.
They
want to live right near the factory. They build accommodation for them. Then they would have to go to work, come home.
And these things now. Is there a modern equivalent to that going to come out of this?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, at the end of the day, there were people working.
Yeah.
Now, we look back in it as the old mills, you know, it's exploitation and minimum wages and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But there was a philanthropic sort of idea that, you know, people would look after their workers.
Yeah. Well, that was the idea.
Yeah.
But obviously, business people have different interests.
Yeah.
Union people have different interests.
So how's it changed?
Then interests have conflicts.
Yeah.
That's why you have strikes. Yeah.
If you go back at the early years, you know, you obviously not got as much public transport as what we've got now. You didn't have taxi back in the early eras.
Yeah.
You know, the tram was only limited to certain places you could get to.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now you've got a positive public transport system in Sheffield.
Yeah.
Super tram, you've got the train system, buses, Uber taxis, taxis themselves.
Yeah. I think that's going to change if they get these electric cars and automated pilots and all that.
Yeah.
Then you'll have Uber with some robot turning up and picking up and dropping off if you need
to. Do you think it's going to be a robot there, do you? In the car, or do you just mean
self-driving?
No, a self-driving car. It's like a robot, isn't it? Yeah. That's how I describe it. It's like a robot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Picks you up, drops you off. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I've watched these. You know, like they have these futuristic programs on TV, but like Click or Futurist on the Euro
Top Gear,
they're always talking about what developments are coming in that industry. So if you watch them kind of porn, you can see what's happening in the world. Yeah. You can see what I'm not saying is going to happen. It might happen. So it's a possibility, like space travel. You know. Going to the moon, like Virgin wants to do some moon stuff.
Do you want to go into space?
No.
I think it would be good, but I don't know if it'll happen.
There's a business idea there.
I think there's already companies developing that stuff.
People have already paid to go.
Have they already paid? Oh my god, they're booked on. Oh right.
The first one, I think, is 2020.
Oh, it £1 million or something silly to book onto?
But obviously, if you're rich and you're a billionaire, you're going to go and experience it because you think, well, I might as well experience it. We've got the opportunity. I don't blame them if they've got the money, they're going to do it. Because they're already on yachts and jet skis and jets and going all over. Because they've got business interests, haven't they?
It'd be nice if they can't mount up the same.
But it would be nice, wouldn't it? Would it be nice? I mean, the people that you say you wouldn't go into space.
No.
Why not?
I'm scared of heights. It's just
scared of heights.
I'm not good at the height.
You can't fall in space.
Yeah. It's different, not like you're on a ride.
Did you watch
when you're on a ride, you feel it more because you're dropping. Like when you're on a ride, you feel that you're dropping, but in an aeroplane, it's different.
Yeah.
You don't feel like you're going to fall or anything. You're just like, I think it'd be good, but not many people will be able to afford it. The most 80-90% people of the world population won't be able to afford it.
No.
Or you're talking about the top 10% of people in the world who are wealthy or rich.
Right.
The elite.
And do you aspire to being that, be able to do that?
What?
You. Don't just, if you know.
At this stage?
No, just aspire to, you know, that's
Maybe it's something like that you want to, but it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
No, I agree.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Everybody can say, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, but get there.
You want to dream, though. So
everybody needs to dream something.
Yeah.
If you don't, then what are you waking up every day for?
Yeah.
You need to do something.
Yeah.
You have to have aspiration, you have to have a vision, a goal, kind of thing.
Would you be disappointed if you didn't reach that? Or would you just
Well, that's enjoy, later on, you would look back and think, oh, I tried to do this, I tried to do that, it didn't work.
But you'd enjoy the journey, though.
The journey, you don't know what's going to happen to you.
If you put your all into it and don't succeed, it's not unsuccessful, in my opinion. It's just that you tried your best, but you're not actually managed that goal.
Yeah. No, not everybody can become Bill Gates, you know, everybody can become a millionaire.
Not everybody.
But you never quit. You'd always carry on to try and be that person you want to be.
So do we try and instill in the young maybe a more realistic ambition, so that they don't get depressed or it becomes hard whatever it is to attain a goal which is unattainable, or do we set a
I've got two young children. I always tell them just to try the best of whatever they do.
Enjoy something.
Rather than be the best of what someone expects them to be.
Well, I would say, aren't they influenced by the social medias and the things?
So they're not into the television.
No.
Not into the TV. Like we grew up on the TV, watch the football, or watch some sport, or watch some music, or some art, or some religious program, or news, or whatever, documentaries. You know, those kind of subjects were on the TV. But then this generation is all about the phone, it's all about YouTube. So whatever content they want, interested in, they can just Google it or YouTube it, and they're interested in this or that, and they learn things like that. There's loads of videos out there that teach you how to do this, how to do that.
Yeah.
You don't even need to go to a classroom, you just learn. So you can see what teaching is going to be in the future. It's all going to be maybe home-based and be on the YouTube or something. Right. So you don't need to have a school, teacher can do online tutoring, there'll be all these kind of stuff coming out.
That's 12 year old and he started looking at vlogging already.
Yeah.
At 12, he's got his mobile phone, he's in front of me and he's talking his mobile phone.
Yeah. Because he knows there's probably that's a business, isn't it? Blogging is a business.
Absolutely. We're responding to
people's needs and wants. And
yeah.
But it's interesting.
Market.
Do you have children?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. You do?
Yeah.
So you've got two youngest. Well, are they 10 to 12?
We've got 12 and a 10 year old.
Oh, right. That's a good
guess. We've also got a 20 and a 19, so yeah.
Oh, right, have you?
Yeah.
So you've got two generations there, because it's coming from two different ends.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Because it's a very exciting times.
It is.
But it is equally daunting.
You
talk to some older, I mean, you say you're a carer, you look after your parents, is it? Or something like
family members.
Family members. it's, I'm, my experience is that, you know, the older they are, they find it quite difficult to sort of
the people
stay together, stay, you know, sort of grounded.
Yeah.
And that, you know, they don't understand it, but nobody's tried to explain it to them. They just, it's kind of overwhelming, in a sense.
I'm a typical father where I tell my kids what it's like in my early life. Mm-hmm. As a child and a teenager in school, you know, we don't have laptops and have the top of the range PC, we don't have internet.
No.
Like, well, Dad, what did you do? I played on the street with a mate.
Yeah,
football,
yeah, but know. they don't see it. They don't remember the world that we saw when we were growing up.
Exactly.
We used to play like a street game, like football or running, just something free. All you need is one person needs to get a ball, and you all might put 10-20p and you get a ball.
Yeah,
you know, or you play skipping, or you play hopscotch, or British Bulldog, I remember, or, you know, loads of these running and tiggy, and, you know, these are all the games we grew up with. But obviously, them kind of games don't exist now. These kids, if you talk to them, they've got snakes and they've got phone games and all this computer games and PlayStation, and they play on the internet with someone on the side of the world, and they play them. You know, they're lucky in a way, they interact with these people from like other countries and other cultures and other religions and other languages and other foods. And so they've got a different opportunity. Some of them might like it, some of them might not like it. Some of them might like the way we were brought up, they might go back to that traditional way. Some might like, some might embrace the new to world technology, they might embrace it. It just depends on the person. Depends on the person and the personality. Some people like old school stuff, some people like all the new stuff. So,
do you think the we've got a big thing about click culture, where people sort of sit down and say, okay, now do you like that? Tick.
Yeah.
And then they bugger off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't. It's got no value. We were talking about value earlier.
Yeah, value.
So people, it's dead easy for someone to say yes. You know, I'll put it tick or like, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
So how do we take that another step where people actually do something? Like we're doing now.
Well, you mean actually like and then actually engage?
Engage. There, that's a good word. Engage, yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, this is what get people.
Yeah, but if you like someone, then you have to be proactive, you have to engage.
Yeah.
But sometimes some people need to be convinced to engage.
Isn't that just a human thing?
Yeah. For then again, some people are busy, this is all the time.
You're curious.
Some people are busy, they don't have time. That's what it is.
What about you? So the RSPCA, for example, I was just this morning, I was driving in, they were talking about dogs have developed a specific muscle over 35,000 years. This is great, I love this. They were comparing dogs with wolves. Domestic dogs have developed a specific muscle to create this hangdog look that makes humans empathise with them.
All right.
There's an idea.
It certainly is, yeah, definitely.
So they've actually gone and done a study where they've been able to say this particular muscle, I can't remember what it's called, but it's in the eyelid, that created that open-eyed, feeling.
Wow.
And that was evolution or something like that.
Right.
Now, that's over 35,000 years. Now, we're talking about change happening in 35 months.
Yeah.
Isn't that one of the kind of things that's kind of daunting or people not catching? You just said then your daughter's trying to teach you to...
Yeah, exactly.
Well, in a sense, is it what's teaching you to suck eggs, or is it you the other way around? Kind of, is she, you know, is it a reverse or a role? Can you learn together? I mean, I don't know.
Potentially, yeah. I mean, like I was saying, you know, playing football on the street, for instance, I used to go up to my friend's, knock on his door, and offer going with football on the front of the street. No problem at all.
Yeah.
But now, I can play that online, down with my friend next door. Yeah. I just contact them, and here we are, FIFA,
have
and
you,
here we go.
Is it something you feel they're missing by not knocking on the door and saying hi?
That interaction just... Yeah. It's not there as much as what we had.
So, if you're as a parent, isn't it our responsibilities, and I include myself, to show them there are other things than just
social media?
It's a time factor as well. Yeah. People are now too busy in their own working
families
life.
Families and kids and misses and your mum, your dad, your brother and sister, your uncle. They've got things to do, and kids are like, they're just getting entertained, because when we were young, we were just put in front of the telly, weren't we?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Right. You know, and then obviously I'm not saying we just sat to watch TV all day, no. But you would sit and watch TV yeah. with your brother, your sister, your mum and dad, and you know your community or your family.
You know other alternatives. You mean,
yeah, yeah, but you yeah. still go out to school and you might go and play with your mates. But then what are you going to play all day? You know, you're going to get tired. You want to watch TV. You'll come and then you put TV on.
Yeah.
But these kids now, it's all about apps and internet and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. They don't have. They're losing that interaction with people. Their interaction with people is through apps and email or Facebook or YouTube. That's that interaction with people. So but when they actually meet people, they're like, oh, how do I say hello? How do I sit down? How do I give somebody a shake, handshake? These kind of things that we've learned when we're, you know, because we've been in that
worrying,
contact world where, all right, yeah, mate, how's it going? Yeah. Where are you from? This or that.
Yeah.
You know, you, like we came here, we started talking to people.
Yeah.
Now, if you're a shy person, you just sit there and you ain't do nothing.
Yeah.
Then you have to wait for people to talk to you. Well, if they don't talk to you, what are you going to do then? You have to go and talk to someone, don't you?
Yeah.
Either you're going to do it or they're going to come and talk to you. But then when someone, if you walk in the room like that and you don't talk to no one and nobody's talking to you, you're going to think, oh, I'm not, what's with me being here? I'm going to go. And you leave and you're going to miss out on all these people that you could have talked to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you have to be a bit more positive and try and talk to someone. If someone doesn't want to talk to you, fair enough. But always try, innit? Because
yeah.
sometimes, you know, it's like sales, innit? You speak to like 10, 20, 30 people, you might get one. But you're going to go through that 30 to get that one, you know?
So you think yeah. there's a bit of you've got to take a hit.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got a bit of, you know, you've got to go through the pain.
Yeah, you have to
come out.
Otherwise, you don't learn nothing.
No. Oh, okay, so that's a good thing. Now, the kids, maybe, is it too easy for them and they just don't need to have any pain, but they don't get anywhere? I don't know what it is.
What do you mean, pain? Get anywhere?
Well, if they're not learning or they're. You
know, they're learning something, but they're not learning what we learn.
Right.
They're learning something else.
Right.
That's all it is.
Is that good?
It's good in a way, it's bad in a way, yeah.
Yeah. So is there a balance that we've got to
They get? Have to find that balance.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is. We don't have to find that
balance. But I was saying about learning together.
Yeah.
You know, none of us knows what's coming along.
We
know?
Don't know.
It's not like, you know, when my dad, you know, he did a 30, 40-year job.
My dad did the same. He did like 40, 50, 60-year job in a factory.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And he could tell you what, you know, that's what his...
Exactly.
And he was expecting... But now it's not like that. So do you learn from your kids or can you learn from the younger people? I spend a lot of time...
That's how you can, yeah.
Yeah.
You can learn from younger people all this new stuff about internet, about Facebook, about YouTube.
What would you think you'd like to bring? Do you think you could bring something?
What, to them?
Yeah.
Yeah, teach them how to talk to people and how to dress and
respect.
You know, how to contact people and, you know, talk to people, how to create a conversation, rapport, how to become friends with people. They know how to make friends, like on Facebook,
yeah.
or send them a text, then send them an emoji. That's how they think that he's building a relationship. It's not.
No.
That's a different world.
Yeah.
But when you're in the real world, not real world, but you know, like the virtual,
you
know, the face-to-face world,
yeah, absolutely,
then that's a different language you need to learn. Eye contact, open the door, be a gentleman, you know, stuff like that we were brought up with. People don't do that anymore.
No.
You know what I mean? They don't do that anymore. And then shaking hands, some culture there's kiss, some culture they shake hands. Every culture, religion, country, they have different, not rituals, but...
Etiquette.
And you have to learn that. When you travel, you learn that.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be open-minded and stuff like that. Because if you're not, you're going to lose out.
The bizarre thing about it is that it's because we have this connectivity to the whole world.
Yeah.
But we don't have that open-mindedness, maybe.
I think you can be open-minded on the virtual world, like Facebook and YouTube.
Yeah.
But then when you go in real world, you'll be like, oh, I don't like this, I don't like that. Do you know what I mean? So you have to... transform that
into a sort of like a
no upper. If the way you are on the virtual world, you should be the same in the real world, the physical.
Okay. Yeah.
But then some people are that different on the virtual world, and some people are different in real life, so they're
like the different personas.
Yeah. They have one persona online, they have one persona in the
real. Yeah.
But then when if you meet someone in the real world from the virtual, they'll be like, oh, you're not like that, I liked you because the way you are when I met you, you're not like that. Then you can't have that relationship, you can't have that friendship.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So that's a problem as well, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, look, I mean, this conversation can go on forever.
I know.
We need to all get on. But that was nearly half an hour.
Oh my God, was that half an hour? Wow. Bloody hell.
28 minutes.
Oh wow. My God.
And counting.
And we didn't even talk, really. We just talked about work. And
it's just, but you know, you've touched although a couple of threads all the way through that.
Yeah.
Which was...
I think you get some pointers.
Absolutely.
You know, like, oh, what do you think about this?
When people listen to this...
Yeah.
The whole point of this is that they'll be getting something that gels.
Yeah, something that we're talking about that they connect to.
Because
they've experienced it or something.
I'm listening to you, you know, everything else. You know, some of the things, they gel with me.
Yeah.
And other things, I think, Jesus, that's nothing to do.
But it's still a learning process, isn't it?
And you're learning, yeah. Excellent. Right, well, I'm going to shut it off now.
I'm going to go have a drink.
You're going to have a drink.
I'm going to have a drink before I came here, but then...
You had it.